Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the company update on board meeting held on 16th August 2022 conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Renu. Good morning and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Navkar Corporation Limited for an event update. From the management, we are happy to have with us here today Mr. Anish Maheshwari, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Nitin Sharma, General Manager, Finance, and Mr. Kunal. Before we start with the question and answer about the development, we'll have opening comments from the management. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Anish Maheshwari, Chief Financial Officer of Navkar Corporation Limited. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Vikram, and thank you everyone to joining us for the commentary on the deal which we did yesterday, announced day before yesterday. So I just wanted to be brief on the detail of transaction first. The company has decided to sell the business undertaking situated at the Vapi at the composite deal value is around 875 crores. And in addition to that, company will receive around 50-60 crore rupees attributable to net receivables outstanding plus the inventory value at yard on the closing date. So in totality, the deal has around 895 crore. In lieu of the amount owed, company is handing over ownership of the company of following assets. We are giving land at ICD building, railway sidings, some of around eight reach triggers we are handing over to them, seven forklifts, two tractors, JCB, diesel locomotive, and RFID system. Certain assets which we are not transferring them, which is out of this transaction, is around 516 trailers we are not handing over, railway rack, CTO license, and other plant and machinery which is not contributed to the business undertaking. The company also undergoing an arrangement with the buyer for the service of transportation to them with next 8 months, 4 months plus 4 months. 4 months, we're giving them the 100% services with our fleet. And after that 4 months, they will be gradually put their own transport fleet, and we will be gradually shift our fleet to the Morbi plant. After getting that above consideration, the company is going to repay the debt of around 700 crore rupees and sending the book the present time in the order of having tag off, being company will 100% debt free. After that, with the EBITDA of this year plus this consideration which we'll be getting from this deal, company will repay the entire debt, then 40 crores will be utilizing for our Morbi project, and 55 crore approximately will be at our fleet for the railway rack, which has already been placed order, and loan was already been intact, which was not drawn down, so we'll pay there. Then rest of the money, we are planning to make that further to attribution to the valuable shareholders. I just wanted to give you the impact of deal over and all on the financials. So stated above, our core objective behind the deal is monetizing our business undertaking out of our total 5 units. So we have 3 units over at Mumbai. One is in Morbi, which will be upcoming, and one we just give the undertaking is around for our Vapi facility. With net proceeds, after paying the debt, company will target further expansion to create shoulder wealth and towards attribution of fund to Silvit and Morbi expansion, which is pending for 40 crores. And again, I told that railway rack, which is for 55 crores. After sale of this undertaking, company holds the considerable size of business in form of assets base and key yards in Mumbai, ICD, and Morbi, Gujarat. If we consider the profitability of 2023, net profit of companies are about to rise only the comparison to last year's. After this transaction, the company business results will be positively demonstrate better return of the equity and better return on the capital employed. We reduce the net block from the books and the intact amount of the net profits, which be quite positive in the financial terms. and company has nothing to lose in this term profitability in the coming years, but the availing an opportunity to become debt free so that company can look for the better business opportunities. The EBITDA of company in 2023 was expected around 200 crores, including our this deal. Earlier our EBITDA, which was proposed for this year, was around 218 crores, out of which around 51 crores for our EBITDA will be getting less for half of the quarter, for half of the year of this year. Then we will be getting total amount of 835 crores plus 60 crores, which will be reliable value from the deal. And on that, it will be less. In totality, that amount is around 1097 crores. After repaying the debt, that company will be having a 400 crore plus cash. And then after that, out of that 400 crores, company will be having a 100 crore rupees approximately for the further expansion at Morbi and Railway, Morbi and Railway racks. And if I'll be taking less of tax and the financial liability for this year, then the net cash for company will remaining around 250 crore rupees. After this is estimated, some estimations which we had made for our valuable shareholders. And out of that, 250 crore rupees will be utilizing for the expansion opportunity. And we are also thinking about the attribution values for the shareholders. This is all from my side. And I can say we are definitely losing some business over there at a EBITDA level, on an operating level at Avapi. But at the same time, our Morbi will be generating returns with the upcoming years. One more thing which I just wanted to add for this year, in EBITDA level, will be add some of the EBITDA for our transportation services which will be providing to the business undertaking. So, over and all, our numbers will be remain same and PAT will be an improvement side. Thank you so much from my side. Now, floor will be open for the question and answer.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Bipin Chajar from Bipin Chajar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is regarding, just want to know, being that this is a very nice facility, very close proximity to National Highway, Railway Track, you have done this fantastic facility. Why this 47% of this revenue generating facility you wanted to sell?
So, I appreciate your question, but I just wanted to be give you some sense and light on it. Since last 3-4 years, we are trying to monetize our asset at Mumbai. But somehow, value preparations were not in our line with our expectations. We tried our best for the Mumbai location, but further, when we get this opportunity and evaluate, the profits will remain in an improvement side after the repaying the debt. Like, yearly, if you go with my interest cost is around 60 crores and further for that facility from next year onwards, the depreciation will be 37 crores. So, in totality, 97 crores will be adding directly to my profit if I'll be selling this facility and company will be 100% debt free. And further that, company will be adding 250 crore rupees as a cash after doing all the adjustments of repayment of debt and current loans which will be for upcoming expansion. So we evaluate all in all for our Bombay, Morbi and Vapi facilities. Then after we decide, this will be the clear prepositions to repayment, to make the company debt free. And value was also good for our perspective.
So do you feel that these two facilities of Mumbai will add a top line or just saving of this interest cost and this will be sufficient for running the company?
Practically, I can just wanted to be a little bit more here. In Vapi, the ICT business we had already been giving to the business undertaking. Like, we are only giving the exim volumes over there. Domestic business, which was in a flooring, if you see last quarter itself also, our domestic business was almost in a 46% right side. So we are more focusing on the domestic over there in this region. So Arcelor business, which was earlier with us, which is attributing almost 120 crore revenue from our Vapi ICD, which will remain same with the company. So Bombay, which is in the, in Bombay top line, if you see, is around 400 crore plus 120. So 500 crore top line with the almost EBITDA of 22% was under 110 crore. Now you'll see 97 crore directly added to the PAT itself after doing this transaction. So this was only the core idea, and gradually our Morbi will be coming in, replacing our this facility. Morbi, the first year, which will be start, first half, second half onwards will be start the Morbi. Then next year will be the full year for the Morbi. So I can say you in down the line, 2 years or two or three years, Morbi facility will be adding more operating profits over there. And same time, if you see last 3 years PAT level, company was having a PBT of 77 crore rupees in 2020, versus PAT was 45 crore. 2021 was 32 crore, versus PAT was 15 crore, it was a COVID year. 2022, the PBT was 82 crore, with the turnover of 860 crore, and PAT was 67 crore. Although in 2023, if you see, with the same numbers, our top line will be in line. If I take my Q1 numbers, my top line will be in the line of around 800 crore, 770 crore. After doing this transaction in second half, till then, my PAT will be in range of 100+ crore, by saving off interest and depreciation. So first, I can really say this, it was really a hard decisions for company too. But looking at the value proposition and looking at the numbers and the debt size, we were having to take that monetization of land step either today or after a year. So we just take the wise decisions, and this is because Morbi will be replacing that facility in 6 or 7 months, and we got this opportunity, we just encased this. This is the point on it.
Good, good, good. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, sir.
You have any plan to redistribute the profit which you are after repaying debt and everything to shareholders?
So basically, if you see in my opening comments also, we had already been told you that we will be thinking on the, you know, monetary values, adding monetary values to shareholders. There are some discussions going on with the management itself. We'll be definitely come to the market once we'll be finalized the same.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Venkat, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on this transaction. So I just have multiple questions. So on the first question, what I'm looking to ask is, like, you have taken a transaction decision of selling this unit. But, as per the press release statement from the Adani, what I could read is, like, this is a kind of a game changer. So this is going to add a lot of value, and there is an additional 125 crore of land bank, which is being used for the expansions and everything. So what I could see from the press release of Adani is that, so in next 2 or 3 years, this particular portion is going to create a more top-line value or more sales, or more expansion is going to happen here. But why do company taken a decision to sell this particular unit? Because when I see the future is going to be good because of our reducing the debt, why you want to go ahead with this? Since because, why I'm asking this means, during the last transcript, on the Q1, what I could read from the transcript is that company stated that with the upcoming cash flow, which is being generated from the all the Mumbai, or the Gujarat, all other units, so company will be reducing the debt. But the statement now, it looks like contradicting. So that's what I want to ask this question. First question.
So I'll give you answer of your question first, right? It will be a value proposition for Adani, because the reason behind this matter, Adani is having their own board. If you'll compare with the Adani's business model, and if you'll compare with the Adani's asset, then we are very small in front of them. And we are also having some limitations to draw our business, and we are also having some limitations to take the debt from the market. But Adani as a group, you'll see they have a port, they have their own railway racks. This is a big setup for them. And they are also coming up with the warehousing and all that, and all those models. So if you'll sell them towards the Adani, that will be definitely value propositions for them, because they are coming up with the team. They are doing so much acquisitions, they are doing, you know, port acquisitions also. So for them, definitely that facility will be adding more. But we'll ask for Navkar. So as I told you, it was really a hard decisions for us, but at the same time, which we just evaluate that if we have taken the limitations towards the warehousing or further expenses with the debt, then there may be some limitations for us. So with that thought, and one thing which you told for the contribution, I just want to tell you, and that deal was in mid since so many months. I can say 2 or 3 months back, we had a conversation start. But there were certain things which was not concluded. There was a valuation thing. There were some value propositions. There was some execution risk. There were some operational things which got concluded very few days back. So then after we just take that opportunity to take this call. Otherwise, if you'll ask me for Navkar after repayment of debt and looking further for the Morbi operations, and there is no in that deal, I just wanted to add over here, we have limitations of only 100 kilometers within the range of ICD. We can't do business, which we agreed with them. Then after, if there is an opportunity to expansion, further expansions for our domestic operations, for our business operations, we are open to do. Point number two, if you see our Morbi, as Vapi, we made on a highway and on a peak side. At that time, we went around 400-500 crores for the development of that ICD. But Morbi, which we made in 200 crores, so our future expansion plan will be like that only. Rather than we are making big facilities, we are also expanding in a manner, in a gradual manner, with the cash profits or the cash generations by the company. So company took a hard decision with that. We can't go more debt, with more debt, and we gradually expand. This was the only theme behind it.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question is, how did the valuation of 825 or 890, whatever that you said, right, this valuation has been arrived? Any external vendor who has evaluated this particular valuation? Because
so it was basically mutually discussed on a round of 3 or 4 times. Then there were negotiation happened with them, and then after we evaluate that, the number will be, it was a negotiation part between them and us. So we were having initially the value which was very high, then they come to us, and then it was mutually decided by both the parties.
Okay, but whatever the company has made an investment over here, it's not a loss. We are selling it with a profit. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, my next question is, are we going to set up any new ICDs? Like, say, you said we are under expansion plan apart from Morbi or Mumbai terminal. Are we going to create any new ICDs with that? Because you said it's a debt-free, so you got a 50 crore of cash. So what will be the focus? Because we want to do it as soon as possible, because we are not having any sort of cash deficiency since you have a amount of what, 250 crores. So what is the company's focus? So how it is going to exhibit?
So basically, I will just give you the light on it. Our Bombay facility with the domestic operations and the agreed values were added on over there. Morbi will be coming in third quarter, as I told on the last call itself. Then after domestic operations for our Arcelor deal and domestic operations for our Udhna, which was catered by Vapi ICD, which will be with us. Then our more and core focus to complete the ICD at Morbi as soon as possible, then start operations. This will be our core focus right away. Secondly, the fleet which was deployed at the Vapi, after 15 months, when they will be in gradually that shape of the business undertaking, then we will be thinking on those fleet, how to utilize for Morbi as well as the other further transportation business. And further cash which we'll be having with the company, on that we'll definitely think some more expansion over the period of time. Our core target today, if you'll ask me, will be the completing Morbi as soon as possible, start operations over there, and synergize all our assets. Because after this unit, company will be having more, in totality, we have total 5 units. Out of that, we are selling only one business undertaking. All four will remain with the company, so definitely think about it. And near coming future, if we'll feel, we'll evaluate the opportunity, how will we make another ICD or further expansion. We'll be coming to the market again.
Okay, thank you. My last question is about the pledged shares. So we could see some 8.9% of the pledged shares from the promoter. So is it safe to assume that post this transaction, this pledged shares will be removed?
Yes, sir. After paying this debt, definitely they will remove.
Okay, thank you so much. I got a good clear picture of both the company's plan and everything. Wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ryan Kopani from Capri Globals. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Hello?
Yes, sir, tell me.
Yeah. Sir, I wanted to just get some more clarity on the numbers that you were discussing. So firstly, in terms of the proceeds for the transaction, apart from the amount that is mentioned, there is also going to be cash that is going to be received for the working capital, right? So if you could just help again, maybe reiterate what is the exact cash that will come on the balance sheet, how much debt are you repaying, and then what is the net cash that will remain? That is the first question.
Let me give you the entire list again. So after adjustment of all our Wafi business, our cash proceeds for this year, which will be contributing PBT, finance cost, depreciation, and the profit which we'll be getting from this business undertaking after selling this unit. So it will be almost in the range of 200 crores. Breakup of that, if you'll ask me, around 180 crores rupees I'll be generating on an EBITDA level, because half year already been gone. So Wafi unit till September will be remain continuation with us. So in totality, I'll be adding 180 crore as a EBITDA, plus 20 crores, 20 odd crores after adjusting the tax value of the deal. And then I will be getting in totality 835 crore rupees from the deal, and 60 crore, which we realize, which is just an estimated number. So in deal, net receivables plus our inventory on the closing date, like we have a yard balance containers, on that, whatever may be billing should be done, that they will be paying to us. So that number will be in the range of 55-60 crore. So altogether, our number at the year end will be around 1,090-1,100 crore, out of which we are going to pay 700 crore rupees, approximately that. So company will remain around 400 crore rupees with the company, out of which 100 crore rupees further expansion, which is pending from the company side, like 40 crore rupees for the Morbi expansion. Morbi is having around 150 crore rupees total expansion, out of which 110 company has already been quoted. 40 crores is more there, and 57 crores, 55 to 57 crores will have to pay for railway racks, which has already been ordered since last 2 or 3 months. And then 24 crore rupees we will be finance cost we had less because for the financial year, and then total tax will be in range of around 23-24 crores. So net cash after a year will be 250 crores approximately. This is the number which we have around. This is all estimated numbers, and based on the past quarter Q1, which we did, based on that number itself.
Understood. So basically, at the end of the year, you will have net cash of about 250 crores, is what you are currently guiding, after keeping all the liabilities. The second question is, you know, simply if you were to understand your numbers for FY 2024, when you will not have any contribution from the Wafi asset, what will be the full year revenue for the current business that you will have, the EBITDA for the current business that you will have, and what is the potential that will get added by the Morbi asset? If you could explain that.
So basically, if I'm assuming that the current numbers which we have for the CFS and ICD business, if I'll be getting less that ICD, I can give you the slight highlights on that. If I'll be taking only 5% growth, then our top line at Mumbai will be plus 400 crores. And the business where we have a domestic business for the Wafi, if I'll be taking 5% only there, then that number will become 130 crores. So 400 plus 130, if I ask, it's a 530 crores, plus Morbi, we are adding 100 crores for next year, which is very, very comfortably achievable number. So that top line will be in range of 630-650 crores. This is our assumptions, on which we are, you know, progressively working on.
Okay. And for the, you know, the Mumbai business, plus the business that you would have at Wafi, which is the domestic business, what kind of EBITDA margin would you have on a steady state basis in FY 2024?
If you'll ask me, if I'll be having a top line of 650 crores, then EBITDA will remain in the range of, I'll just give you the approximately 24-25%.
Okay. So Morbi will basically be a positive margin to the current, let's say, the reported margins, if I understand, in the previous quarter was about 22%. So this, with additional Morbi,
that will be getting zero now. So without that company, and if you'll be on a cash, then you'll be getting vendor payments easily, and where you will be at 2-3% additional discounts. So that we are targeting.
Understood. Understood. Okay, okay. So that will influence the margin. And just one clarification here. So the business either at Vapi or at Mumbai, the operating margins of both those businesses are very similar to each other. Is that a correct assumption to make?
We can say that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that is all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, what was the PAT contribution of Vapi?
Pardon?
What was the contribution of Vapi in our profit after taxes for FY22?
For FY22, if you'll ask me, Vapi half year, if I'll be less than, in totality, it was almost in the range of 95 crores.
Okay, so 95 crores
on an EBITDA level. On an EBITDA level.
Oh, on an EBITDA level, it was 95 crores.
Yeah.
Okay, so almost like half.
Yeah, so which I added here, that for this year, out of 199 crores, which we have an assumption, 54 crores was my first quarter EBITDA. Out of which, if I... 4 minus 97. So it's 110 to 115 crore EBITDA will remain continue with me. Then after the transport service which will be providing by the company to the business undertaking which we are going to sell, from where we'll be earning around 15 crore of EBITDA over the period of time. So it will add around 135 crore rupees in totality is the EBITDA.
Okay, but basically Vapi numbers will be reported for FY23 and from FY24 onwards it won't be reported if I'm not wrong.
So it will not at all be, so separately we are not going to be report that number. But if you'll see on a revenue side, CFS, ICD and domestic we are separately given. So now what happens, CFS, domestic and the Morbi number will be continued from next year.
Okay, okay. And...
In domestic, there Udna business of ArcelorMittal was added in Vapi, which will be remain continue with us.
Okay, okay. And so whatever, you know, profitability or the EBITDA numbers contributed by Vapi, you know, those same kind of numbers can be done by Morbi in next 2 to 3 years, if I'm not wrong.
Practically, what I told you on a, you know, on a call itself, our PAT will be in an improvement right from now onwards. Because our interest cost will be getting zero and the depreciation from next year onwards, there may be impact of around 35 to 37 crores for the Vapi unit. So almost 97 crore rupees, which we are assuming after the period of time of our assessment, will be added to our PAT itself, PBT.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So I think you have said FY23 will be around 110 crore something of PAT, I think.
Yeah, that is the fair assumption.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Yogesh Mittal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, audible.
Hello.
Hear me.
Yes, I... So, thanks for giving me the opportunity. I wanted to ask about why the company has decided to sell a business which is contributing more than or equivalent to 50% of the EBITDA contribution, which the business has been run for so long. Was the company not able to serve the debts or something? What compulsion had been? And because in the earlier participant asked, and the answer was there was 95 crore EBITDA contributed by this business. And if we divide 835 crore of the proceeds divided by this, it's about only 8.7 times multiple of the EBITDA. It seems to be pretty low. And in this kind of business where the land value should have been pretty high as well. So seems the valuation is being very much depressed. Sales plus combined with having you selling the business, which is your major business. And also, given your history of no dividend paying, please explain how the company is visioning in next few years, plus with this one transaction, how you are trying to bank with the minority shareholders. Please, thanks.
So basically, I just wanted to address your question, and point number one, which you asked why the company is going to sell, I had already been answered it, but again, I just wanted to repeat it. We just wanted to be monetize our any of the facilities since last 3 or 4 years. Before COVID itself, we were having a land bank over there in Mumbai. Out of that also, we tried a lot, but there was a price which was decided by company on not at par. Secondly, which you asked about around 8+ the multiple which we got. And then we leveraged in the last 3-4 years also company made profits over there. And secondly, there were, if you ask me, there were a pressure of debt. There was not at all a pressure of debt. Company was having a sufficient cash to repay the debt. But at the same time, company was not visualized their own wish, their own expansion due to the high debt on the company. So if once the company will debt free, correct, then the sky will be open for the company. They can be more aggressively with the debt-free company, with the cash surplus, with for the expansion also. So point I can be addressed with that philosophy. Once the any of the asset which we would like to be monetized for our future expansions, so we got this opportunity and we just grabbed it. And secondly, for future expansions, once the company will having a cash, company will be do more energetic decisions to take for further expansion over there in ICT business, for the warehousing business, for the transportation, any which way. So this was our pure philosophy to take care of it. First, we will be debt free. Secondly, we will move for gradually and steadily for our expansion plan. That was only philosophy behind it.
Okay, so what is the value of the land of the Vapi thing which is being transferred, the ICD?
So in totality,
the current value of the land, approximate.
Current value, if you ask me, it's a circle, it is very less over there. But we will have to take as a whole business undertaking. So whole business undertaking, we just sell it out in 835. Land is not, if we'll take the circle rate over there, which will be hardly 25 or 30 lakh rupees per acre.
And there will be land and the value of assets plus the EBITDA which is being generated. Somehow the valuation seems to be a bit low.
Land
okay,
is only
so,
okay. So I just wanted to tell you, value of land is always be appreciable. Rest all the assets which we had made over there is not appreciable. So in that case,
yeah, but the replacement cost in the current days will be, yeah, I can understand, yeah. So all right, yeah, but still not answerable, means still not very clear to me. One single asset out of multiple assets of you contributing more than 50% of the EBITDA being sold one fine day. So becomes very much difficult for me to digest.
As I told you, that was really a hard thing for us also. But looking at the value proposition and looking at the debt-free company, we'll definitely appreciate the company in nowadays. If you see last 2 or 3 years, then the COVID situations were coming to the picture. In that case, the value provisions for company after repaying the debt will be in a more positive side. Our PAT will in a positive side. Our ROC, ROE, EPS will be in a positive side. I can understand that.
Yeah, but that was very much doable. That was very much doable with the kind of cash flows you were generating from the operations.
What I just wanted to tell you, since last 2 years, if you see, the operating margins which we generated by the company on a add-to-add basis. Like we were earning around 200 crore rupees on an EBITDA level, we were having a repayment of 190 crores. So it's a cut-to-cut basis. So there were no problem with the company in struggle size where the company was not able to repay the debt. But I can personally, tell you that for company being a 100% debt-free will be make more values for the shareholders. Because they make the liquidity for that, company will definitely think about the shareholders, which I had already been conveyed to you in a past call also. And secondly, from here onwards, expansion which will be in line of company with the limitations of the cash, with the limitations, because for further 1 or 2 years, we are not looking at a fresh debt for the company. Till the time our Morbi and the railway will be up and running. This is our strategy till now. Then after we'll definitely think about it and we'll be add more ICD or the other business towards us.
Alright, thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Nirmal Shah from Seraphic Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Just one clarification, sir. You mentioned that in Vapi, there is that range of 100 kilometers within which you can't take the business, right? So that is applicable even for domestic part?
No, sir. For the business undertaking, the business which we had been given to them, agreeing business volumes, we have a non-compete agreement with them in the range of 100 kilometers. That's it.
Okay. No, so my question was, no, they will not touch your business within the 100-kilometer radius. Are you trying to say that?
We are not going to open any other ICD over than a 100-kilometer range.
Okay.
So 100 kilometer, I can restart another ICD or any of the arrangements over there.
Okay. And sir, your means for next 2 years, you think that you will continue to remain debt-free. Beyond that, again, as a company, you have a philosophy of taking more debt from the company back?
Sir, basically, today, if you ask me, we are having a philosophy of taking debt is no, big no, because if our cash flow will allow me to make further expansion plan, then will we go for the same, correct? Is there any further requirement and is there any opportunity which will be lucrative, will we see, but evaluating that facility, because what happens, I mean, today, once the company will become debt-free, then cash profits will be suffice our purpose. In a 2 years, if I'd like to make any kind of ICD with a stock or 100 crore ka PAT, after giving dividend also, we'll be having a surplus cash with me around 150, 160 odd crores. So with that, I can make another ICD. That will be suffice my purpose.
Right. So just a very some sort of a philosophy I wanted to understand of the promoters. Like you mentioned that for last 3-4 years you were trying to monetize the land parcels for your Mumbai facility, but the price expectations were not matching, right? And on the other side, there was also looks like at the background, the debt repayment was one of the big focus for the company, and you got an opportunity to monetize that. But till that time, you know, means you could have actually put a stop for your Morbi operation as well, right? Because this deal happened right now, but you started working on Morbi much before. So that point of time, despite such a long, big amount of debt on your balance sheet, you still went ahead with your CapEx plans, right? So that point of time, that philosophy, what was the philosophy? Because now it looks like you will have a free cash, you can do much more opportunities.
No, there were no opportunity on the floor, no, sir. Nobody come to me to express their expressions to take my ICD.
No, I got that, but the very fact you are saying the philosophy of giving this business for a debt repayment, right? Still you had an amount of debt which was significant on your balance sheet even 1-2 years back during the lockdown, right? But you are still going ahead with your Morbi expansion plan, right?
Correct.
So that point of time, there was no monetization opportunity, but you still went ahead and taking further CapEx, taking more debt. And now on the contrary, the same, with the same logic, you are trying to say that now I've got an opportunity, I want to become a debt-free, you know?
So basically what happens, Simran, at that time, if you see, if you compare my Morbi ICD all together, we are making 160 to 107 crores, correct? And the same time, if you ask me for the Vapi ICD, which was the biggest expansion for the company, comparative to the Morbi expansion. And why we started Morbi at that time? Because we were evaluating after Vapi. Vapi, we had started in 2016. So 4 years, we won't did anything for the other further facilities. We started the Morbi after 5 years.
Right.
You got my point? So behind Morbi, our philosophy was very clear. We'll be adding more with the 100 crore of debt, if I'll adding 100 crore of revenue. So there was a clear rationale with me. So it was a better asset comparative to other asset.
Okay.
So that was only philosophy at that time. And then we had this opportunity to repay the debt. Repay the debt was not only the question. The deal itself was really lucrative for us. Getting 900 crore rupees with the asset, which was we are running from 5-6 years, and we are, you know, discounting next 5 to 6 years, 7 years profit today. So it's a good opportunity for the company.
Okay. Okay, thanks a lot.
It will remain in our higher side.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Abhinav Bhandari from Sohum Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Anish, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the deal. Just wanted to have a few questions. One is, as of March 22 closing balance, what was the gross block of Vapi?
If you are asking me for the business undertaking which we are going to sell, or in totality?
No, no. In totality, how much was the gross block on our balance sheet? If I remember correctly, it was north of 1200 crores. So if that number is correct?
Yeah, it's it was altogether 1200 crores, out of which the asset which we are not going to them, and if I less all the things, that number will become which we are transferring to this business rating is around 800 crores.
Okay, so just to understand this, I think you mentioned initially, but I missed that. So what remains with you is, one is the CTO license which you talked about.
CTO license will be with me. All racks which is owned by the company, which is almost in the range of around 60 to 70 crores, will be with the company. All fleet, which is almost around 560 to 520, which will remain with the company. And the plant and machinery, which we are not transferring to the business undertaking, which is not required, you know, essentially required for the business, which will be remain with the company.
Sure, got it. So on our balance sheet, roughly about 500-550 crores of capital employed would still remain pertaining to Vapi, which you will be moving to Morbi.
Correct.
Got it. Fine. The other question was this 129 acres of additional land that you have. To your mind, how much incremental Adani can expand on this? I mean, what could be the overall expanded capacity? What's the scope here to expand?
So basically, if you will ask me this question, really tough to answer from my side, because Adani can look at their warehousing business, Adani can look at their Hazira operations, they can be expand further on it. That will be depends on them, how they gradually would like to monitor the land.
No, as in from a physical capacity perspective, you have 0.5 million TUs today. From a physical capacity perspective, how much this could be moved up to?
So as we did vertical expansion in past, if you see at Bombay, we did vertical expansion over there in the past, correct?
Correct.
That number can be further expand themselves around 50 to 40% on the same facility. This is my
This you are saying excluding this 129 acres or including this 129?
The land which we are giving them is around 129 acres.
Correct.
Which we'll transfer to them. On that, they can be expand further. If they would like to be take notification expansion, they would like to be make another warehousing systems and all. So from here, they can be expand more 25 to 30% capacity enhancement. That is my rough estimations.
Sure.
They will have their own strategies, they will have their own strength. With that, they can be go with 200% also. Because which kind of a business they would like to be run over there, that will be their choice.
Fair. The related question was, today whatever volumes that you are handling there, how much is Hazira bound roughly and how much is JNPT bound? Understanding.
Broad, if you'll ask me, more of a 75 to 80% was the JNPT bound and 20-20% was the Hazira.
So this 70% volume which is JNPT bound, won't it impact your business at JNPT?
No.
Because that would give them a direct foothold in JNPT also now, right?
Not at all, sir. JNPT business has already been impacted after DPD. So JNPT business will not be impacted much, because much or even I can say, at the same time, the domestic opportunity which I have today, and I am adding racks, and I have a category 1 CTO license, which was awarded to company in April, May. So I have ability to serve more from my Bombay as well as the Morbi operations. And we can, wherever we don't have a facility, we can use the, we can make the tie up, we can use the further facilities to them. One more thing which I have to be added here. Hello?
Hello? Sorry, I missed you. Yeah, I missed you.
Audible? So basically, with category 1 license, I can do railway operations tour across India, point number 1. Point number 2, if you'll ask me for the transportation activity which we are giving to the business undertaking, so we are assuming that after that also we'll have to take further trucks towards the Morbi, who we will be utilizing from here onwards. Bombay, if you'll ask me, with the domestic market from Morbi, which we had already been told in past two, from Morbi there is a tiles and the domestic movement toward Mumbai is very high. That will again add to my domestic business.
Got it, got it. And just one last question on, so how much is the size at Morbi of your ICD and what is the total investment that you are doing for that, including this 40 crores which you said we will be putting out?
So Morbi, we have in totality around 150 acres of a land approximately, out of which our first phase development is going on a 90 acres of a land, where we had already been almost, we put photographs and the detail of 70-75% work had already been done over there in the Morbi. So if you ask me size, initially we are making ICT which will be catering to ability of 2 lakh container TEUs.
Okay, and for that 2 lakh how much we are spending?
In totality for domestic and exim volumes we are spending 150 crores including land value.
Got it. Perfect. Just one last one. Do we have any land in Vapi or within that 100 kilometers more? Though I understand you can't do this business, but do we have any more land in the vicinity of Vapi ICD?
No, no. In that vicinity, there is no land.
Got it. Perfect. Thanks so much, Nish. That's all from us.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ravi Mohan Makeja, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, the business operations after yesterday's modification, whatever has taken place, would it be affected? Would it be diverted to JNPT or how this would be managed? And will it affect the profits in the next 3 quarters?
Which operations you are talking about, bro?
The Vapi operations which were happening. Now that the operations would be shifted, where? Which ICD would it be shifted? The existing operations which were happening?
Vapi operations will be remain at Vapi itself. The domestic operations, which were we were doing from the Udna Surat to our Bombay CFS, and the billing was happening from Vapi, which will remain same with us from the Bombay CFS.
So once the sale is happening, are you all allowed to carry on business over there?
Which of this business?
The Tumb ICD.
No, sir. I am not doing business from ICD. Domestic operations, which we are catering to the that particular region from CFS Mumbai, that invoicing the vehicle which we will propose to going out there from ICD, which will be moving from the Bombay itself or from the train. The operations from the Udna train was come to our place in CFS Bombay, which is remain same.
Okay. And what about how the profits would be affected?
There is no impact on profits. They will remain same.
Yeah, but your Morbi plant is supposed to be operational in end of 23 or 24.
Because two different things you are, I think so, miss out. You are talking me about the ICD domestic operations which we are originally doing from Mumbai will remain with us. So there is no question about Morbi.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of VP Mundra from Vivo Commercial Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for listening. Hello.
I'm not audible.
Mr. Mundra, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I just wanted to know by March 24, you plan to do 650 crore, right?
Yes, sir.
And your EBITDA would be around 25%.
Yes, sir.
So you are talking about 162 crore EBITDA.
Yes, sir.
And what will be your depreciation?
Depreciation will be around 33
crores. After adding all your investments.
Around 33 crores.
So I would say that you will be making around 130 crore PBT.
Yes, sir.
And tax would be around 21%?
21 to 20, 21%.
Yeah. So you are making about 102 crore PAT.
More than that. If you'll ask me, 650 into around 22%, I'll take 143. If I'll take 15 to 21%, it's 137 crores. Into 21%, if I'll minus, it will be in the range of 108 to 110 crores.
Okay. And you and by March 23, you would have a surplus cash flow about 250 crore.
Yes, sir.
March 23 balance sheet. Suppose you pay back your loan. March 23 balance sheet, you will have about 250 crore cash, free cash flow, right?
It's an approximate number based on our Q1 numbers.
Yeah, I presume that after getting all your consideration from Adani and paying back your loans, put together, you will have a net cash flow about 250 crore.
Yes, sir.
After even making the investments at Vapi.
Yes,
not Vapi, I am talking about Morbi. After making the investments at Morbi, correct?
Yes, sir.
So what I am trying to say is 250 crore, how do you intend to use it then?
So basically, I told in a primary comment itself, that will be we are going forward for the expansion opportunities. And other than that, we are evaluating how I'll have to be attributed to the shareholders. That we are further discussing with the board.
So see, your balance sheet will have a zero debt as on March 23, correct?
Correct, sir.
So an asset block would be in somewhere around 1,600 crore, 1,500 crore?
Yes, sir.
So you have an opportunity to borrow money in 23, no? 23, 24. So why do you need to carry 250 crore in your balance sheet? Why don't you buy back the shares?
So basically, that I just wanted to tell you, we are evaluating the opportunity which will be...
See, your today cost of money is around 8-9%.
Because we also don't want to be held the cash in book. We also, you know, wanted to be make further business expansion opportunities working on it. And then also, on that also we are looking at it. So this is really a very primary question to us also. Once the deal will close, then the amount will be come to the company, and then we will definitely evaluating how we'll have to be move further on with that cash. But that is really not done. The company will not having any kind of a sense to that carry the cash with the book. Because
the idea is the cost of capital, the cost of equity is the most expensive method of financing any project. So you could borrow at about 9-10%, and if you take the income tax yield, income tax, so you're basically paying about 8% cost, interest cost, and your cost of equity would be somewhere around 20-22%. Any company which makes on return on equity should be around 20-25%. Then only there is worth making money in the shares, no? For a promoter and also a shareholder. So you should try to reduce your share capital. To enhance the value of the shareholders, the best thing is to buy back the shares. And that you should be doing it every year. Because you have an opportunity to do, or you should distribute 80-90% of your profits. If you don't need cash. Because you have a chance to borrow, no? Infrastructure project, you can always borrow, no? Hello?
This is the operator. The line of the individual investor got disconnected. We'll take next, that is Mr. Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir, and congratulations on completion of the deal. What was Q1 EBITDA from the asset? From the Vapi asset?
Pardon?
What was the EBITDA contribution from the Vapi asset for the Q1 FY23?
Q1 you are asking about?
Yes, sir,
Q1. Wait a minute. Q1 total EBITDA was 55 crores, out of which we were having around 28 crore from this
Vapi. Understood. Secondly, sir, on the Morbi, what would be the total capex once it is operational?
It's all 150 crores will be the total capex, and we are trying to partial COD and start operations by third quarter of this year.
And so what will you do with the asset which we are which is left from Vapi are you going to move it to Morbi? Is the understanding correct?
Yes, sir. It will be based on the requirement. Is there any further requirement over there to Morbi? We will be shifted over there and rest will be come to Mumbai. It's based on our requirement and the further business expansion and further business need.
Out of 550, we one can fairly assume that 200, 300 crore asset might move to Morbi.
Correct.
So what is the capacity which you can expand in Morbi from 0.2 million TU over next 3 to 4 years if the business picks up, given the land constraint? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Over next 2 to 3 years.
So how much you can expand from 0.2 million TU? How much you can expand? You can expand into 0.5, 0.6 million TU or up to 1 million TU? Is it possible?
Basically, what we'll do if in past also, if you see our Morbi facility, we will be making 2 lakh containers volume capability over there. And down the line, 2 to 3 years, looking at our capacity utilization, because we have a 150 acres land over there. So, 50 acres land, again, we can make the same facility or same expansion over there. Is there any requirement? So, we can doubling the capability over there. It's 2 lakh, instead of 2 lakh, we can go till 4 lakhs.
The maximum potential is 0.4 million, 4 lakh TU.
To half a million TU, I could say.
And the land is around 150 acres, correct?
Yes, sir.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much to everyone and Gold Call and Philip Capital for giving us an opportunity to give the light on our deal. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.